We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We're talking about show and tell.
Show and tell. Show and tell.
When did you?
Woo!
What'd you bring to show and tell that probably wasn't good? Or what did somebody else bring to show and tell that probably wasn't good? I don't think I ever brought anything inappropriate.
Can you remember anything you brought back then? Or
I just remember I would bring in... we want the weird things but mine are just pathetic because I would I'd bring in my favorite Matchbox car,
Whatever. That's
cool.
It
was a hand-me-down from my three older brothers.
Oh.
It's spanning 12 years of the Slacker family. And then somebody else is like, oh, that's great. I drove my father's Lambo. You're like, you mean Matchbox? No.
He bought me a
real. This is actual Lambo.
Oh, so you had a topper show and tell going.
Yes.
Everyone topped you. And
yes. It was not hard,
buddy,
to top me.
That hurts.
You know, I don't think they do it anymore.
Your kids don't take them to show and tell?
I remember in preschool a little bit, but I don't think they do show and tell that much anymore in school.
What? Because the kids keep bringing in stupid stuff?
It's I brought my father's Cobra. You mean show me? No, actual Cobra. Oh God, it got out of the box. Everybody runs. 9 students in an elementary school were taken to the hospital after a little show and tell incident with gummy bears.
Why? What's wrong with the gummy bears?
3 students handed out gummy bears to classmates. They were the wacky tobacco kind of gummy bears. Now, See, this isn't an actual show and tell story, so we'll even let you get by with what'd you bring to school. It doesn't have to be the structured, planned
standard
lesson plan.
Front of the class
yes, and hold the thing. What'd you bring to school that shouldn't have been there?
Okay.
Kind of thing. So in that case, as long as we're on the drug thing, I guess this is where you admit that you would syringe up oranges full of...
Why do you remember that?
Because it's diabolical, because you would look like a good kid. It's like, look at that Steve kid. He brings fruit every day. That kid cares about his vitamin intake.
Not knowing that we had injected vodka with syringes into said orange. Yeah, that's... You're right. That was...
I can smell vodka.
Yeah.
So it's like either your teachers didn't get it, I
want to think they didn't. They go, there's no way these kids are walking around the halls of school eating oranges and getting plastered.
But you were.
I know.
That doesn't make
you... We were better students. We were quiet. We were civil.
That's probably it. That's probably the teachers is listen, they're so much better when they've had their vodka orange.
Or their pot gummy.
A 5th grader brought in his dad's DVD collection for show and tell.
Oh no, here we go.
They were porn.
Yeah, right? Oh, yuck, and he touched them. Yuck.
Oh.
Yeah, he probably passed them around to the kids, and they're touching it. Yeah, that's
not... Do you think the teacher wheeled in the AV cart and was like...
Oh, and punched it?
It's show and tell. I need a DVD cart. Bring it in. And then put it in, or did the teacher...
You were the one that taught me that when someone stops... Okay,
that's only on VHS.
Okay, that's what it was.
Oh, my God.
Because wherever they pause or stop, that's their... That was the part.
You just back up about 30 seconds.
There, that's...
And figure out what the go moment was. This is not...
Oh, sorry. It took us off into the weeds, yeah.
No! In 2nd grade, a kid for show and tell brought in a deck of cards to do a magic trick.
How could that go wrong?
His magic trick was 52 card pickup. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a kid who doesn't understand. We have some other ones here. A kid in 2nd grade brought in a dummy grenade.
Oh my God. I swear, how many dummy grenades are out there? Because kids are constantly...
Well, I mean, the teacher not knowing. And I mean, there's no way to... They had to call in the bomb squad.
Duh, right. That's the proper... They got to evacuate the neighborhood. Oh, my. For show and tell.
Yeah, it's like, bring in something unique for the class that only you have at your house. So they brought in... I do remember. Now, see, and God, I don't remember this being a problem, but it would be a huge problem now. I remember when I was young, a kid brought in, the like the most authentic look, and it was real. The Bowie, like Rambo's Bowie knife.
Oh, the big old,
the huge thing with the ridges on one side and the thread and stuff, like the back
compass,
of the hand,
yeah, the
everything came
and
apart.
Thread back, yeah,
and brought it in, was like, and we all just marveled at it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a kid walking into a school with an 8-inch massive blade?
No.
I mean, again, they'd be shutting down a 6-block radius. Another person said for show and tell, a sixth grader showed up with a Ziploc bag containing a real human brain.
What?
His father was a neurologist.
And just threw it in a Ziploc. Here we go. Take the brain.
Yeah.
That's just slimy. That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that one.
It'd be kind of, it is.
Oh, educational?
Yeah. Where it's like, my dad's a neurologist.
Here's what he works
right.
with.
Well, my dad's a urologist. I have several yellow containers I'd like to pass out to the class and see what you think. Another person said they brought their dad's cocaine in for...
Oh, fun. How does that play out?
Yeah, it was hidden inside. It was weird. Gummy bears are like doing their ugly head again. The drugs were in plastic wrap hidden inside gummy bears.
Wow, my dad's El Chapo.
Yes. In your sense. My dad's name is Pablo. Yes, Escobar is his last name. I know I have a dissimilar last name. Yeah, so they, yeah, after show and tell, the girl's father was arrested.
Oh, he got street cred in prison. What do you show and tell?
Yeah, because it wasn't a little bit of cocaine.
Oh, he's a dealer.
He was a dealer. Yeah,
ooh.
He had a lot of cocaine individually wrapped in the perfect size packages.
Zay.
All right, so if you've been part of a show and tell debacle, we want your show and tell stories, Jackson.
Yeah.
Show and tell.
So when I was 8 years old, I got a mole removed that was on the middle of my back, and they put it on these five little slides that they used to evaluate the mole. So, of course, they gave those to me, and I took them into school the next day to show everybody.
Oh, my God.
But, of course, it was not at all.
That's just wrong.
So you put them under microscopes and other kids looked at the fungus from your back?
Well, I kind of figured they'd be doing that, but no, they just kind of looked at me and thought I was crazy. And
you can take those home, son.
Now, here's your mole back.
You're not going to be. So they just dissected it into small enough pieces to fit on slides.
Basically, yeah. So they could evaluate it, and being the young kid that I was, I wanted to have something that I thought was cool, and boy, was it far from it.
Do you still have them, Jackson?
You swing by the station?
They're long lost with my old teeth.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Nicely done.
Jackson, that's disgusting.
It pretty much is.
But I mean, if you had your appendix, you'd be kind of proud of it.
Jar,
in the little jar or whatever. Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Michaela.
Yay.
Show and tell.
So in first grade, it was extremely memorable. My teacher decided to participate because she found a mummified cat underneath her deck when they were redoing their house.
Okay. So,
she thought that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of messed us all up a little bit, but it was, I mean, first grade, come on.
Yeah.
That's a little young to be bringing something that, and how to get mummified. Somebody actually wrapped it up?
No. When it's in a small area like that and there's a lot of airflow, that can actually cause mummification as well.
It was like a little learning thing. You guys learned about mummification.
King Tutankhamun. Cat.
That's different.
That's another level. Thank you, Michaela. Jesse.
Yay.
Show and tell.
Second grade, one of the boys brought in his giant wolf spider. In like a mason jar.
Are they poisonous, harmful?
Ginormous. No, they're not poisonous, but I mean, they're about the size of an adult palm.
Yeah. They're,
what?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this was like a do-it-yourself mason jar with like holes pointed in it. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's a no-go for me. I'm out on that one. He's like, wait, it was in this jar. Oh, my God.
Right.
That's what you got to bring to school.
An empty jar and say it was
and
like a tarantula.
Like, wait a minute. Where'd my scorpion go?
There was a little grass in there.
Oh, my God. Thank you for the call. I probably just gave some people
That'd
a terrible.
Be fun.
That seems like something you would have done.
Yes.
Anna.
Yay. How are you guys?
We're good. Show and tell.
So this is not my show and tell, but my sister. Mm-hmm. We were originally from Iowa, and my parents had a big farm with lots of cattle and horses. And my sister was very proud to have found a cow skull when she was out riding her pony.
Oh, fun.
And so she took the cow skull into class on Friday for show and tell.
Heck yeah.
They did not have time for her to show and tell on Friday.
Oh, she got bumped.
And so, yeah, exactly. So the cow skull, I guess, was left in the classroom so she could show it on Monday. And unbeknownst to anybody, I guess there was still some flesh, like, in crevices and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So there are maggots in there?
Oh, please don't.
Yeah.
No! Yeah. No! Slacker. No! Slacker, there was maggots in the cow skull.
No!
Yep. Maggots in the cow skull.
So on Monday, I believe they had to switch classrooms because it stunk so bad.
Oh, so the kids learned about maggots.
Stop.
And
I will make sure we get a mucus call next.
No, we don't. No,
I will
no
make
mucus,
sure
no.
of it.
Mucus and maggots.
No mucus.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. So in New Mexico where they put those cow skulls on the wall?
That's what it is.
So what have they've had to have like dunked that skull in something to make sure all the meat's off of it, right?
Where
there's
right.
a process or something.
There is like an acid wash, I was told. That's how they do it. But do you know what? Okay, can we get real quick second? You know how I just learned? You know how they clean bones?
How?
They have these metal jars full with these huge beetles. They dip the bone into the jar, and about an hour later, you pull it out. The beetles have done all the work.
The beetles just eat all the
everything.
Meat off of it.
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, that rocks, Slacker.
So let's bring the meat-eating beetles in,
too. Meat-eating beetles!
Erica?
Yay.
Show and tell.
So I grew up in Montana, and my dad used to trap wild animals. And one day, he brought home a beaver and was skinning it and cut off the feet and showed me that if you pulled the tendon, you could make the claw open and close. And so I put it in a baggie and took it to school for show and tell.
Oh my gosh. So you're like waving at the kids with your beaver claw.
Look at my weird, look, I'm controlling a beaver paw.
That's awesome.
Teacher probably didn't dig that.
No. And I can't even believe I did it now because.
Oh my God.
That's fun.
Look, he's waving at us.
Right?
Watch, I'll pick up a quarter. Oh God. That's disgusting. Thank you, Erica. Jan.
Yes.
Show and tell.
So I was a teacher for 26 years, and one year for our fourth grade readathon for Dr. Seuss's birthday, a student brought in a book of different sexual positions. I think it's called a Kama Sutra.
Oh no, the Kama Sutra.
Yeah, they brought in
Kama
the
Sutra
Kama
book.
Sutra.
Yeah.
That was his favorite piece of reading. That he
Shut your
to
mouth.
Readathon. Nope.
Wait, that's just so...
You're flipping through pages going, done it.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.